This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Road accident in Chitwan kills 7 people, leaving 25 others injured. Nepalese stranded in Iran to be evacuated with assistance from Indian government amid Israel-Iran conflict. House of Representatives continues deliberation on a preparation bill, and Iran refuses nuclear talks amid escalating conflict with Israel. Now the news in detail. 7 people have lost their lives and 25 others are injured in a road accident that occurred at Kohare Bridge of Rapti Municipality in Chitwan District along the East-West Highway today. According to Chitwan Police Chief SSP Govindapuri, the accident took place when a passenger bus heading towards Kakarvita from Dhangari collided with an electrical vehicle coming from Makwanpur towards Narangod. The injured are undergoing treatment at Chitwan Medical College and Bharatpur Hospital. Further investigation into the accident is underway. The Indian government will assist in rescuing Nepali citizens stranded in Iran amid the Iran-Israel conflict. Following a request from Nepal, the Indian embassy in Iran has agreed to help evacuate 16 Nepalese stuck in the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deva said she had asked the Indian government through Indian Ambassador Naveen Srivastava to include Nepalese in their rescue operations. Nepal Ambassador to India Dr. Sangur Sharma has been coordinating closely with Indian officials. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has contacted Nepalese in Iran, urging them to reach out to the Indian Embassy, which has also issued a public notice. Spokesperson Lok Bahadur Poudel Chetri confirmed ongoing coordination with the Deputy Chief of Mission at the Indian Embassy, Rakhi Mairi. Efforts are also underway to rescue the release and repatriation of 5 Nepalese currently detained in Iranian prisons due to immigration issues. The House of Representatives is holding a meeting today to continue discussions on the Appropriation Bill 2080 to Bikram Sambat presented by the government. Amid oppositions from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and a boycott by the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, the House of Representatives began group discussions on the appropriation bill covering 10 ministries. Today's session focuses on the annual budget allocations of several ministries, including the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Water Supply, and Ministry of Health and Population. According to the agenda shared by the Federal Parliament Secretariat, discussions will also cover the proposed budgets for the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Ministry of Home Affairs and Ministry of Communication and Information Technology. Additionally, lawmakers are scheduled to present proposals for expenditure cuts covering various ministries included in the bill. International Yoga Day is being celebrated across Nepal today with various programs and events. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Poudel has extended his best wishes and emphasized Nepal's deep-rooted connection to yoga. In his message, the President highlighted the benefits of yoga, meditation and sadhana in bringing harmony to the body, mind and soul. President Poudel also said yoga carries a global message of unity, peace and health, and encouraged adopting yoga as a lifestyle to lead a simpler, healthier life. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called on the public to make yoga a part of their daily routine, highlighting its scientific and holistic benefits for human life. Speaking at the 11th World Yoga Day 2025 event in Lalitpur today, organized by the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Prime Minister Oli emphasized efforts to integrate yoga into daily life to build a healthier and more mindful society. The Narangod Butwal section of the East-West Highway will be closed from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily starting today due to safety concerns in the Dumkivas area. The Road Department Project Directorate said the night-time closure The nighttime closure, rather, follows a decision made by local authorities after rains repeatedly damaged the diversion road at the under-construction Binoy Khola Bridge. Project Director Chuda Raj Thakal said the road will remain closed at night time until the new bridge is operational. Repairs are also ongoing in the downy section, adding to travel difficulties. Large and cargo vehicles have been banned from using the road entirely, while small vehicles are advised to travel only during the day. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran has said it will not resume talks on its nuclear program while under attack, shortly after Israel's defense minister warned of a prolonged conflict with the Islamic Republic. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met European diplomats in Geneva, where he was urged to re-engage in diplomatic efforts with the United States. However, Araghchi stated that Iran would only consider diplomacy once Israel's aggression is stopped. He reiterated that Iran's nuclear activities remain peaceful and accused Israel of violating international law. Iran, he said, would continue to exercise its legitimate right of self-defense. According to the BBC, meanwhile, Israeli Defense Minister Eyal Jamin said in a video address that the country should prepare for a prolonged campaign and warned of difficult days ahead. Clashes intensified overnight with the Israeli military launching a fresh wave of strikes on Iranian missile storage and launch sites in response to Iran's missile attacks towards central Israel. Explosions were heard near Tel Aviv, and local reports said falling shrapnel set a building on fire in the area. Britain's Parliament has voted on Friday in favour of a bill to legalise assisted dying, paving the way for the country's biggest social change in a generation. The legislation passed by a vote of 314 against 291, clearing its biggest Parliament hurdle. The Terminal Ill Orders, or end-of-life law, would give mentally competent, terminally ill adults in England and Wales with 6 months or less left to live the right to choose to end their lives with medical help. According to Reuters News Agency, the bill now proceeds to Britain's upper chamber, the House of Lords, where it will undergo months of scrutiny. While there could be further amendments, the unelected lords will be reluctant to block legislation that has been passed by elected members of the House of Commons. The vote puts Britain on course to follow Australia, Canada and other countries, as well as some US states, in permitting assisted dying. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour government was neutral on the legislation, meaning politicians voted according to their conscience rather than along party lines. Leader Starmer voted in favour. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in the hilly region of country and at few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. Light snowfall is likely to occur at a few places in the high mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Road accident in Chitwan kills 7 people, leaving 25 others injured. Nepalis stranded in Iran to be evacuated with assistance from Indian government amid Israel-Iran conflict. House of Representatives continues deliberation on a preparation bill, and Iran refuses nuclear talks amid escalating conflict with Israel. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.